Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. Mark, Sporty Cuts, the home of the new Rob Parker Shop Talk show.
There you go. Throw that into the mix now.
Oh, we'll get there.
Rick Porcello has a no-hitter going in Minnesota.
Would you stop?
Bottom of the second. Still got a no-hitter going. 2-0. Tigers lead in the second, bottom half, Twins batting. Nick Castellanos, third homer of the season. Heating up a little bit. Couple of runs score. Him and the other guy. So 2-0. Tigers lead, start of the 8-game road trip. Big Ten baseball in East Lansing. MSU over Northwestern this afternoon, 3-2. Spartans go to 22-17. Currently still playing in Ann Arbor. Eighth inning now at the Ray Fisher Stadium, Wilpon Complex. Nebraska leads Michigan, same score as before, 6-1. Wings in Boston for Game 5 tomorrow, 3 p.m. We're talking about it. Bruins lead the series 3-1. Jonas Gustafsson will be in goal. That's the word, that he stays in goal. And Tuukka Rask today finds out that he is one of three finalists for the Vezina Trophy. Spartan football spring game tomorrow, 2 p.m. If you're going in the afternoon, it actually starts at 2:08. Just get there, you get there. There's a clinic. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. It's free. You can go to the ball game for free at Spartan Stadium, free to park. And the game will actually be shown on the Big Ten Network. So you got that going for you for the Rose Bowl champions tomorrow for the finish to spring practice for Mark D'Antonio and Michigan State. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, game 3. To start in the third quarter, Brooklyn over the Toronto Raptors, 49-45. Long way to go there. Washington leads the Bulls, 26-22 first quarter. So that's a long way to go. But, boy, the Wiz have been pretty good. Houston-Portland, 10:30 tonight. Cup playoffs Friday. Flyers lead the Rangers 2-1, second period in Philadelphia. No score Blackhawks-Blues in St. Louis early on. Stux. That's when you combine the Stars and the Ducks, you get Stux. Stars and Ducks go at 10:30 tonight. Series tied at 2. Other baseball, American League. Royals lead the Orioles 2-0, second in Baltimore. Angels over the Yankees 5-0, fourth. Same score Boston over Toronto in the sixth. 1-0 White Sox over Tampa in the second. Oakland-Houston just about to get underway. Texas at Seattle later tonight at 10:10. One interleague series, 10:15 is the start in San Francisco for the Indians and the Giants. National League, Washington leads San Diego 2-0 second. Same score Mets over the Marlins in the fifth. Atlanta now leads Cincinnati 5-0 in the fourth. Milwaukee over the Cubs 2-0 first. Cardinals lead 1-0 over Pittsburgh in the second at Busch. Philadelphia, Arizona at 9:40. Rockies, Dodgers go at 10:10. PGA Tour Zurich Classic, round 2 at TPC Louisiana. Ben Martin goes into the weekend with a 3-shot lead. He's at 15 under par. Andrew Svoboda, 12 under par, 3 shots back. Sung Yul No at 68 at 11 under par, along with Rob Streb. David Duval plays on the weekend. Hasn't done a whole lot of that in the last 10 years. Shoots a 69 to finish at minus 7 for the second round, and the cut line minus 2. Defending champion Billy Horschel will not be a part of the weekend. He missed the cut. And the qualifying rushed out, rained, happened at Richmond. No qualifying tonight. So the race tomorrow, the 400-miler, will be done by points. Kevin Harvick on the pole, I believe, and Carl Edwards outside row 1. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130, the number. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. We always check, or at least for the most part.
There goes the no-hitter.
Dang, man.
As soon as you said it, Mark, no-hitter in the second inning. And you know where the ball went? It went off his leg over towards the third base bag. So he got hit off the leg.
You know
leg
what I feel
something.
Like? I feel bad not for Purcell because I feel like I jinxed
Watch.
The no-hitter.
Here we go. It hits off his leg or something. No, it hits his body.
Hit the back. Hit his back. That's the fleshy part, though. Yeah, right above the butt.
Did it?
So, Ricky, yeah, I think right above it. So, Ricky P should be fine. He's a tough kid.
Good that he at least turned his...
Even went and tracked down the ball.
He was trying to make a play now. He didn't go down like a wet sack of potatoes.
A wet sack of potatoes? Who does that?
All right, 248-848-1130. Trying to hear, Mark, from the believers who believe that...
That what?
Which, the Wings have Wings have a chance to come back? Is it possible?
Oh, in this series?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's done.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, come on. Let's move along.
No? Nobody?
Rob.
Okay.
Dude, this is preordained. The 1-0, hey, that was great, man.
That was the only way they were going to win. Right.
And last night was great, too. Last day, you say to yourself, what are you guys, you crazy? They just lost an overtime game. That could easily have been a Red Wing victory. If you really look at inside of it, it really couldn't have been, but because Boston was taking it to them all.
How many chances did they miss? I mean, Boston should have probably had 5 goals.
I mean, Ginla was like a man possessed when he scored that goal. And Bergeron was possessed in there. Chara, obviously, is always possessed. I mean, he's literally possessed. I mean, he literally is possessed by demons that we don't know anything about. But so is Lucic and Krejci and those guys. This is a different animal. There's a reason why Claude Julien looks like he's 104, not 54, because he's really gone through a lot with this club since he took over the Boston Bruins when he left. What was it, Pittsburgh? Before that, what, the Canadiens? I mean, you look at him and you say, how can this man be 54 years old? He literally looks like Abe Vigoda.
Everybody ages differently, Mark. You know how that is.
I just saw, there's that show, I know, don't get me for the TV show, but I saw him, and I bet you haven't seen him in a while. Two Broke Girls on Monday. You know who was the guest host?
Who's that?
Guest star, I should say. Hal Linden.
Wow, I know he looked horrible.
Hal Linden, he was Barney Miller.
Well, you know, if you watch in the 80s with the Golden Girls, he was on a couple times where he was Dorothy's boyfriend from Brooklyn. So he was
of course
still,
there's a Golden Girls reference
well,
with Hal
that's,
Linden.
That's why I saw him.
I'm giving you a pass.
That's why I saw him.
If you don't get on me for the new shows, I'll let you have the old shows.
That's where I saw him, and he looked pretty good there, but that show's been off for 20 years.
So Hal Linden is on, and I'm looking at him going, holy moly, you know, boy, the years have not been kind. And he's old. He's not a young man, but he's not 100. Well, Claude Julien does look like he's, to me, I don't know why I'm making a big deal about this because there's really nothing left.
Here. That used to be the old thing anyway. Whenever you're dealing with old shows and reruns, Mark, remember, in reruns you stay that same age. It used to be everybody used to say, Lucille Ball looks horrible, but her reruns have been on for 40 years. She always looked the same.
I told you, we talked about the new Dallas last night, remember, on TV Theme Song Thursday? There's only one character who's not back, and that's Victoria Principal.
Why Pamela. Not?
She is afraid that people will see her now as this Pamela rather than the 20-year-old.
So she's right.
She does not want to be seen.
How does she look?
You know, she was doing those like commercials and stuff and those infomercials for – she hasn't done those in a bit of time. So my feel is that she's had some plastic surgery and it didn't go well. Whenever you don't see a star like that for a while and then you see them reappear, you know, you see Jane Fonda now. Remember when Jane Fonda first had the plastic surgery? Did not go well.
Right.
She was MIA
for
a long time.
She needed a do-over.
I think 3 do-overs. Joan Rivers, we all laugh at her. She laughs at herself.
She looks horrible. Well, she looks like a cat or a Siamese cat.
I know, right. And then, of course, everybody made fun of Kim Novak at the Oscars when she waltzed out with that cat face. And I was horrified. Kim Novak was one of the great female Hollywood icons of the 50s, 60s, and she looked... What did she do to herself?
And you know what, Mark?
Age gracefully.
They didn't want her to come to the Oscars, you know, like the people who ran the Oscars, for one reason only.
Why? Because she looked like Grumpy Cat?
No. They didn't want to have to put out a litter box for her.
Because she looked like Grumpy Cat. That's what you're saying. Everybody's digging Grumpy Cat now. I let the cat out of that bag, pardon the pun. Everybody's into Grumpy Cat now. So you come here first to get these kinds of things. Now everybody's trending.
Now, as usual.
Grumpy Cat's all over the place.
People always coming late to the party.
Everybody
already been
late
down
to
that
the
road.
Grumpy Cat party. 248-848-1130. Sportsnet with Parker and the Man.
So you have no takeaway? Are you buying the real quick? You buying the excuse of the future looks bright? Is that the conversation we're having?
I'm holding back. I don't know if today is the day I want to bust it out with the fun is over, children. You had your fun. You got to an 8th seed with these kids from Grand Rapids, but if you think that a hockey team in the National Hockey League that didn't even have a 50-goal score, I mean a 50-point score, only won 20-goal score, and now a goalie problem with a kid you signed for a couple more years, dude, there's a lot going wrong at Olympia Drive there. There's a lot of things. This hockey town is slowly falling into the dust. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I think you do, but you just don't want to admit it. Wings people don't want to come to that party right now.
That party shows up at some point.
Because that, you know what that is for people, Rob? That's their October to May. And it was right all the time because it was going late. There were times when you had hockey into June and you were in love because you could keep going to the rink where it's cold inside. You don't have to wear shorts and stuff because you're too embarrassed because your crappy legs. So you could dress up in your cold weather gear for months and months and months, and you know what I'm talking about. We'll get more into that. 248-848. That's a pleasant thought, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh, nice. Oh, I can't wait, Wilson. Keep talking about my horrible legs in the summertime. 248-848-1130. Also coming up, a look back 30 years ago. Tigers, what was happening on this day, 1984?
Twins get a little closer. It's 2-1. Sack fly.
Goes the shutout.
There it is.
No-hitter, shutout gone, Ricky P. What's going on? You know, you could mix a no-hitter in now every now and then. Wouldn't kill you. Sportsnet with Parker and the Man on a Friday. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
On this day in 1984, yes, it's that time, we look back at the Detroit Tigers on their road to the World Series, wire to wire. Going back 30 years now, brought to you as always by Comerica Bank. Tigers hit the road for a short two-game set in Texas. It was Wednesday, April 25th, and Detroit was 14-1 with Milt Wilcox on the mound against Dave Stewart. Johnny Grubb got it going with his first homer of the season.
Johnny Grubb.
The Grubber. Howard Johnson added his first home run with a man out in the fourth, Hojo, and it was 3-0 Tigers. Wilcox was rolling along into the fifth when Marvis Foley slammed his first home run, and it was 3-2. Detroit opened it up in the seventh. Lance Parrish hit a three-run shot off Stewart with two on to make it 6-2. Barbaro Garbay added an RBI double. Tommy Brookins tossed in an RBI single, and the Tigers got five runs in that seventh. Buddy Bell's two-run double in the Rangers' eighth pulled Texas back to 8-4 before Chet Lemon ended the scoring with an RBI single in the ninth off Jim Bibby. Tigers win 9-4 to go to 15-1. Wilcox's second victory, second save for Willie Hernandez, who pitched three innings. He would do that on occasion, go three innings for the save. 25,883 in Arlington. Watch Detroit win its sixth in a row and keep a 5.5-game lead in the American League East. 30 years ago today on the Tigers' road to the World Series. And it's always presented to you by Comerica Bank. What was your thing about Johnny Grubb? Why did that get to you? Why did J.G.?
I love that name. I just remember him from my youth. Johnny Grubb. I love that name. Because he had like a little corn cob glove. I used to say he had like a really little glove. And he was a left-hander. He used to choke up, right?
Wore the glasses.
He just was a weird-looking guy. He played in the big leagues.
I actually still have a Johnny Grubb Washington Padres card.
Wow.
Topps only made them for a little while when the San Diego Padres were struggling. 4 years after their inception, and Topps made it, they thought that it was a slam dunk that the Padres were moving to D.C., so they made cards of the Padres in their Padre uniforms with even the SD on the hat, but they just had the word Washington on the card. And if you saved a couple of them, just to let you know, if you find one, they have some value. They've held their value pretty well. And if it's a mint condition PSA 10 card, you might have a card that's worth up to $1,000 because there's just so few. Topps made so few of the Washington Padre cards. I'm telling you, when I say that, I know my stuff with that. Mint PSA 10, look for one. Up to a grand. It doesn't even have to be anybody major. Like Johnny Grubb's card, I think it's about $900.
I want you to answer this question. This is on Facebook.
Facebook Friday.
It was a story. Oh, look at this. Is that a home run? Nope, it's going to be a double.
I'm going to have you replace Dickerson.
I'm sorry.
You and Jim Price.
Marquez, I would love to do that.
That's a double wow, Rob.
I'm sorry. Wow, double wow.
What about Muskegon?
Is a guy on Facebook, Mark.
What about Muskegon?
And I want you to, what? Oh, nice area.
Nice area. Now
I don't understand. I want you to answer this question because people put this up all the time, and I feel bad because they don't get it. They really don't understand, like, our job, what we do, and this is typical. You ready?
Sure.
Story is Lynch from the Seahawks.
Right? Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Uh-huh.
The headline says, Lynch fined $50,000 for media silence.
Okay.
This is back from the Super Bowl.
Right. I remember the story.
And there was just a guy I'm just looking at, and he says, are you serious? Why does he have to talk to the media? He's paid to play football. Can you just explain to the average Joe? First of all, Mark, just go ahead.
Okay, number one, 99% of all interviews done with athletes in all leagues are non-controversial. They're for the good of the game. They sell tickets. Interviews with players. This we're not doing it for our own love of the game.
Go. Thank you.
We're doing it for you. If I guarantee you this, if there was a poll taken and 100% of you, not even 100, 80%, 70% said, you know what, if I never see another interview with a player again, I'm good. We'd stop doing them. We'd stop it tomorrow. We wouldn't talk to one athlete. The European style, we always talk about the difference between the American style. Frank DeFord always does this. When Frank DeFord came up with the paper, The National, which I missed to this day, I thought it was
The National Debt.
It was heavily in debt. But forget that part of
No,
it,
I know, Rob. I know.
The National itself was just a sports newspaper-like magazine.
All sports and had tremendous writers and everything. It was a big deal.
Frank DeFord couldn't have cared less if you had one quote in it because he believes in the European style of journalism, which is that we can do the better job of telling you what went on than an athlete who's being paid to be politically correct and say the right things.
Yeah, in certain extents, but they were in the game.
I'm just doing a blanket thing on him. Okay. He obviously realized there's times when you want to get a comment.
Right. They're playing in the game. They know better than
he
we do.
He just didn't think, like, in a 162-game baseball season, it was necessary every day to go down and hear the manager say, well, we played hard today, and put that in as your quote. Didn't think that was important. If you have something to do, you got a guy, you think he has something to say, he made a critical thing, then go get him, by all means. So when a Marshawn Lynch takes a pass and says, I'm not speaking, he's not allowing you to hear his thoughts at a where the National Football League feels it's important that all their players, it doesn't even matter, just be available. They don't even care what they say, necessarily.
And that's what people don't get. It's about you. We're in there asking those questions, not for what. We could care less. Mark, when I'm
Hold on, let me interrupt you. If you left it up to any player, would they do an interview?
No.
Hell no. They'd go home.
And you know what? That's why whenever, like, had I been, and Mark, you know me, I'm not afraid to ask questions in press conferences and stuff. But had I been there when Jim Leland refused to talk about Peralta in Chicago, remember when the story broke? I would have said, Jim, us guys in here, we're doing a job. We could care less. Why won't you respond to Tiger fans who want to know what you think about this situation? That's who wants to know. That's why we're asking the question. So, Jim, you have no comment to Tiger fans. You don't believe they're worthy to know your thoughts on why one of your starting players just got suspended for 50 games. I just want to be clear. That's why you're not talking, because you don't believe Tiger fans have the right to know.
And that is a problem that a lot of coaches, general managers, front office people have when they refuse to speak, is that I don't care less.
Right.
Really don't. Johnny Peralta, I don't care if he took a million steroids. Couldn't care less. But you got people who are paying money to see your product, who are investing time in your bit of business, that would appreciate a quick something about what's going on.
All those guys all wish they could live in a world, Mark, where you make millions of dollars, and nobody criticizes you or call you to the carpet, right? That's what they would love, that life, that they could go anonymously, play the game, and nobody would say anything. Are you kidding?
You're playing right into my hands here. There's a famous quote from Bjorn Borg. When Borg was eating up the tennis world and he was winning everything, Wimbledon, U.S. Opens, you know, for years and years, he and McEnroe, he and Lendl, and you know who we're talking about, Bjorn Borg. Bjorn Borg said, actually at a press conference, why do we have to have all these people here? He actually said that about fans. I think it was at Wimbledon. And the response by one of the reporters was, because, Bjorn, they don't pay what you're making to hit that little yellow ball in a closet. And that was the response to that. Here was Borg. Forget media. He didn't think fans should be there. He thought he should just be allowed to play his little tennis game, make the same money he was making, but not even have to worry about pleasing fans or reporters or sponsors or anything. You know what? He admitted years later his mistake as a younger player. He was too young, and he realizes now how stupid he was because he blew a lot of money off the table. Borg could have made a lot more money. He was good-looking. He was Swedish. He could speak the language. And yet he made no money because nobody wanted him because he was a turd, and they didn't want him around. And he would have comments like that at Wimbledon. So, yes, and Rob, you and I both know guys. How many times have you said, under your breath, you are throwing money away?
You have no idea. You have no
idea. How many times?
And it's so easy, Mark. You know what? I always tell people, just answer a few questions and go on about your business. Nobody wants you to
fight it.
Nobody wants you there long
term. Right.
They come out, they're going to ask you 4 or 5 questions, and you could go on with your life. They'll rather wait in the back and hide for 45 minutes.
Training room, weight room.
And it makes no sense. Tiger's up 4-1. They're just pounding.
Kevin Correa.
Yeah, Correa's getting lit up. All right. We got a sports wrap.
And then I'll tell you what. Yes, sports wrap coming up next. Well, all right, just real quick, okay? to that end. Oh, I just forgot my. You know what? I'll tell it next. I got another thing on that subject. Then we'll get to the Northwestern stuff. We'll wrap up the Red Wings talk as well with game 5 coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.